Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you've got time for just one source on the Trailblazers and the NBA, make it this one.
That was one of the more remarkable Dame finishes. I'm ready to call him the greatest Blazer of all time.
It's the Blazer Fan Insider with Jason Quick, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
All right, let's bring in Jason Quick for his weekly hit here, our Blazers Insider. Blazers are playing better. What gives, Jason?
Yeah, I don't know. They're playing better defense. That's for starters. In the month of January, they ranked 20th in the NBA in defensive efficiency, and that's pretty good for them because overall they're 29th. They were 30th for a long time, and this spell has kind of allowed them to leapfrog Houston. So that's some encouragement, and that kind of is consistent with what Roy Rogers did with the LA Clippers last year. Roy Rogers is the assistant coach who's head of defense for the Blazers. He was head of the Clippers defense last year, and the Clippers every month got better on defense to the point where they were a top 10 defense. So I think they're getting better on defense. I think some of that has to do with Dame and CJ not playing as much. Anfernee has been better defensively. They're just under a point better defensively when he's on the court. So that trends well for Anfernee. And again, is another reason I think this organization needs to get completely behind Anfernee Simons. He is, as we can see, a dynamic offensive player, but he is a serviceable, if not trending into a good defensive player. So that's the type of stuff you want to see from a young player, is getting better on defense. That's really encouraging.
Yeah, it's this weird kind of mix, though, because you win four or five and you love to see the defense get better, and Simons has been the bright spot this year, but at the same time, I don't want him to win games. I like last night, where you see a lot of positives and then you kind of fall apart in the fourth quarter and you lose.
This is such a weird position right now for the Blazers, because you're right. I mean, I think in the grand scheme of things, the right thing for them to do is to play for the draft pick and try to get a dynamic player in the top five. I've been told this is a good to very good draft class, where there's not an Anthony Davis type player in there, but there's several Evan Mobley types, guys who can come in like the Cleveland Cavaliers first round pick and make an immediate impact. You look at what the Cavaliers are doing right now behind him, so that's pretty encouraging. But at the same time, you got guys like Robert Covington and Yusuf Nurkic who are awakening. They're playing the best ball of their season right now. And you look at the Blazers, if you look at their schedule, they're going to win 11 straight games in between March 29th and April 7th, I think it is, or it's mid-March.
March
29th and April 7th.
March.
They play San Antonio three times.
Yeah.
They play Oklahoma City twice, Houston twice, New Orleans twice, Indiana, and Detroit.
Oh, my God.
They will be favored in 11 consecutive games.
Yeah, it's March 20th.
Think about that.
Through April 7th. Yeah.
They're going to win 11 straight games.
Oh, no. Oh,
dear. And not go 9-2 or something.
Oh, no.
So you look at what that would do to them in the West standings.
Oh, no.
And I know it. I know it.
Oh, no.
And And we all know the way that Damian Lillard thinks. Damian never likes to quit on a season.
Yeah.
He's not going to have very many seasons left. They're going to want to –
oh, my God.
I'm starting to believe that this team might want to make a push. Mm. And I think that's the worst thing this team can do. But, again, I think so much of this organization right now is centered around keeping Dame happy. And I think Dame will never, ever want to concede and give up on a season.
Wow.
You know, but you look at the way that the defense is trending, the way Covington's playing, the way Nurkic is playing, the emergence of Anthony Simons. CJ's back now and looking like he hasn't missed a beat. It's just getting to be – they're in a real weird spot right now, I'm telling you.
I think it is.
And I don't know where Joe Cronin stands on this. I really don't. I think his brain wants to do the right thing and get a high draft pick, but I think his heart and his devotion to Damian Lillard puts him in a tricky spot.
Well, I think, first of all, it's too small a sample size. Let's see how this goes leading up to the trade deadline. They have several games that they can blow it, and maybe the answer will present itself. That said, that was going to be my next question. You know, it's players and coaches, they don't want to tank. They're not tanking. They want to win. Mm-hmm. So if you are Joe Cronin and if you are wanting to get a draft pick, what do you do? Do you then just start trading guys? Is that the only way you can really sort of go after that draft pick?
Yeah, and that's where I think like one way to have some sort of a compromise on this is everyone thinks gets the news that Miles Turner is hurt and that's a terrible thing. He's off the Blazers' radar. I think that's exactly the type of player the Blazers should go after.
Yes.
You sit him for the rest of the year, say get your foot healthy. I want you completely healthy. Blazers should know they have all the information on what big men and injuries and, you know, take your time on that. So that's going to hurt the product on the court. But next year, you're going to have a pretty dang good center, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
So I think that's exactly the type of player they should be going after.
Yes, and let's have some nondescript, like, back symptoms for Simons. Like, just, the back tightens up a little bit. We got to be on a pitch count. Got to be on some minute restrictions. But, like, the idea that was that we probably had seen the last of Lillard, but it is kind of spooky to think if they're within striking distance or if they're in that 7-8 spot, and in 6 or 8 weeks or whatever, I can't imagine that you could convince Lillard at that point to take more time than necessary as opposed to, you know, if you're clearly out of it.
Exactly. And I mean, this team has to make a move right now. We've talked about this before with all their guards, you know, essentially 4 guards, and they should probably only have 2, maybe 3. So one of those high profile guys is going to be traded. And Cronin has come out and said it's not going to be Dame, and I don't think they can trade Ant. I think Ant is getting close to being untouchable right now for them. I mean, he is that much of a talent, particularly with his defense being the way it is. So, but when you're talking about either trading Norm or CJ, you're going to get a pretty good trade or pretty good return for them. So how good, and is it based on picks? That's going to be the big question.
Yeah. So if I'm hearing you right, let me ask you this way. Do you think that Anthony Simons is worth more around the league than CJ McCollum at this point?
Yes. As in total, yes. Because of the salary and because of the age, yes. I think he is more attractive to teams. Yes.
Okay. Well, that leads me to hot statement.
He's 22.
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't make anything yet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He becomes a free agent this year.
Then that would be the guy I would trade. I mean, you know, he's good trade bait. I mean, that's perfect. But at the same time, I think, wouldn't you think that any sort of overhaul to the roster, not including Damian Lillard, would probably have to break up the Dame CJ combo, or else it's kind of the same thing that they've been doing for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think you have to do it right now. I think you could also address that, you know, in the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should always pigeon. I don't think you should ever pigeonhole yourself into, well, you got to trade this guy now, because then you're not going to get fair value for him, because you've already reduced his value in your eyes, because, oh, we got to get rid of him. So I don't think there's a rush. I think they can make it through this year with Dame and CJ if that's the route they take. But yeah, I think heading into next year, I think it would be really hard to have the same iteration in the backcourt, especially with Anfernee Simons emerging ideas.
If Simons emerges, it becomes a star, and the backcourt is Dame and Anfernee, who's proven that he can run the point too, and you could play more Dame off the ball. Is Norm willing to come off the bench? Because I would, if not, then you're back to the same problem, and your three highest, you know, your three best players are all, you know, 6'3" guards. You know, is that a possibility that you could convince Norm with what he makes to be a sixth man?
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to Norm about that. What I do know of Norm, I would say he wouldn't throw a fit. I think Norm's a pro, and as long as he, got the playing time, I think that's something that he could buy into. He's certainly been in that role before with the Raptors early in his career, but, that is one option, is to bring Norm off the bench. And, you know, to me, I'm sold on Ant, because one thing recently that we've seen in this last 2 weeks, he's not only putting up the numbers, he's getting a bunch of different defenses thrown at him. Teams have trapped him. Teams have doubled. Teams have sent different looks at him, and he's still been productive, and he's still getting other people involved. His passing is what's really standing out to me, and his ability to break defenses down and identify who's the open guy. And, you know, Nurk said that. I asked Nurk, what's the biggest thing you see, biggest difference you see in Ant? And he said, he's understanding now when two guys come at him, that means somebody's open, and he's finding that guy who's open.
Yeah. Against, what was it? The Wizards. He had 30 and 11, I think it was. And,
he's had a couple games where he's had 11 assists. Yeah.
And some of the shot making, you know, it's borderline ridiculous when you see him, getting to the lane. I that's my backcourt is Simons and Lillard. I'm just afraid of the, you know, throwing Norm in there too, and even though it would be a slight upgrade.
You guys want to go with another 6'3" back? I mean,
I don't want to go with 3 6'3" guards.
No, you're going with two again. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but hopefully with a better front court. I think, to me, I think you can exist with that back court if you are better positioned with a more well-balanced roster,
that's
especially guys on the wing.
That we've been making same for
mistake.
Years.
100%. Well, anyway, let me ask you about another guy, Jason Quick, our Blazers insider here on The Fan. I think that if Joe Cronin is going to pull off some trades, it seems to me, or just observing the NBA, guys like Robert Covington, guys like Norman Powell, those are veterans, they're pros, they're useful players. To me, it would seem that those guys are pretty easy to trade because they offer value to playoff teams down the stretch. But the other guy that I don't know what category he falls into, and he's been playing a lot better lately, and I think last week you said that you thought he was done in Portland after this season. I wonder if you still think that, and that's Yusuf Nurkic. What is his value, and would the Blazers trade him at the deadline?
I think they will look to, yes. I think his value is going up right now. He's done... But both he and Covington have played so well. It's really a dream for the Blazers that both these guys are playing well as the deadline approaches. It's really enhanced Portland's hand as they go to the table to deal. But I do think that Portland, I don't want to say they're done with him, but I think they've got enough information on him that it would be tough for them, I think, to commit long-term to him again.
Yeah. All right. Well, exciting times. When's the deadline? The trade deadline?
10th, right?
February 10th. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're 3 weeks. We're 3 weeks from today, I think.
Yeah, we'll know a lot more then. Because if February 10th rolls around and they don't make any, you know, like significant moves, And then the scenario you painted where Lillard comes back and you look at that schedule, they're going to try to make a run at this, right? Like, the only way we'll know they're tanking is if they trade a bunch of dudes.
And don't get quality players who are going to be on the court in return.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Miles Turner, who has to sit out or whatever. Right. Okay. Well, good times. Everything.
A new little wrench, though, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It
is.
Damn it.
Yeah. I'm not buying it
yet,
though.
Winning 11 straight. Yeah.
Yeah, but I tell you what, let me read that part of the – well, I'll let you go, Jason, then I'm going to read that part of the schedule because you're right. I didn't look that far ahead in the schedule. Holy crap.
Yeah, there's
that's
a lot
the easiest stretch of games I've ever seen.
A lot of winnable games.
Yes.
But –
I mean, because those aren't just lower-level teams. They're terrible.
Yes. They're all tanking.
Yeah.
It's a tank-off.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yes. All right. Well, we'll see if anything changes by next week. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you, Jason.
Sounds good.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.